This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, the dicamba battle has been raging for years. Case after case has been heard in courts to determine the status of the product. Farmers have come to depend on it as a tool they can use for stubborn weeds. Well, in February, the federal court ordered a halt to the use of dicamba and vacated EPA registrations for the product. Now, the EPA did work with farmers, as we know, to use up existing stocks for the season to help both mitigate financial hardship for the farmers who had already purchased the product and taken delivery, and also ease disposal of the product that will have to be destroyed. Well, now we've got an update of a new product that might be available, and the EPA is going to have to consider. We'll hear from the folks at Bayer Crop Science next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Since the dicamba ruling, we have been searching for a product that farmers can use to maintain the results that they got from dicamba and be able to use the genetics they've come to know. Well, Bayer Crop Science has been working to develop a low-volatility dicamba product that will work with their existing seed technology, and it's applying for a label with the EPA. Ty Witten is Vice President for Commercial License to Operate with Bayer Crop Science, and he tells us about the need for a product that farmers can trust.
We've continued to hear from our farmer customers on how important dicamba and our XtendFlex seed are to them as customers. And having tools like the low volatility dicamba formulations for the operation are very important. We stand behind this technology and believe growers should continue to have access to these tools and have options on their farm. And so we have made a new submission to the EPA for a new product registration for a low-volatility dicamba product to use with dicamba-tolerant seeds for soy and cotton.
Witten says if farmers are looking for a replacement product for dicamba to use this year, this is not going to be it. It's still in the comment phase, and it's a totally different product than the dicamba product you had been using before it was pulled.
This comment period that's going on right now, not to be confused with the actions that happened earlier this spring, this comment period is for a new product, has nothing to do with the ruling that happened in February for the existing stocks order for the 2024 season. If growers have questions around the use of Xtendimax or other competitive products for 2024, they can reach out to local Bayer rep or visit RoundupReadyXtend.com/Xtendimax for the updates and latest information for this growing season. This action that the EPA is taking is for 2025 and beyond for a new product registration only.
It's important for farmers to make their voice heard during this EPA comment period.
The EPA seeks public comment for new product registrations and new uses of pesticides. And so it's likely to receive negative feedback from many of those who are opposed to pesticide use and agricultural use of pesticides. And so it will be very important for EPA to get a balance of that. For those that need pesticides and agricultural chemicals for production of food, feed, and fiber, they're going to need to hear about the need for this low volatility dicamba for use on their soybeans and cottonseed and their ability to control invasive weeds, threaten their production. They're going to need to hear those stories from growers and farmers throughout the U.S. that utilize these tools so they have a good balance of understanding that.
You can find the information for making a public comment as well as more comments from Ty Witten on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Hoffman.